Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast. Gotta
casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
and find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Why did you come on your laptop?
It's a whole lot, by the way. I mean, like, it was literally at least 6 ounces.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you, man. You know the body can produce. It's been a while, huh?
Oh, man. My first one drinking in quite a while, boys.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no. There's a certain amount of rage behind this one.
So Amin is the spirits of vengeance.
Ah!
Amin's useless. We're 4 hours in and he's already drunk. He's got to do something at 1 a.m. He's going to be drunk. Cynophobe is going to be at 1 a.m. and he's not going to be able to do it. Like, what, are you kidding me? He's hammered. Amin, out. Out. Get out of here.
Get a hobby. Knit something. Go for a walk.
Previously on Cynophobe.
How am I supposed to go back to the me before all of this pain?
Excuse me. We're new in town and we've never had sex before. Would you give us a hand?
I would have rather seen his cock.
Out of way, Bobby!
This episode in this movie exists.
You bet your sweet ass I saw a lawnmower man.
Oh, Teddy.
I'll call some guys from my neck of the woods. We're not talking, Brooke, about a couple of queens who know a few grapples. We're talking about Polacks that don't have a goddamn future.
You have a stupid heart and a stupid brain.
Regular Einstein.
You think I'm a coward? You're wrong. I'm not a coward. You're the coward. I'm not a coward.
I love cocaine. I do it all the time.
I'm sorry, you guys. I don't mean fag like homosexual. I mean fag like retard.
I got nukes shooting out of my dick right now. I've got so many nukes.
Dick nukes.
I mean, look at this buffet of ass.
Mouth to dildo, dildo to ass, ass to ass. Hi, Brent. Anal bees.
I'm the goddamn talent, Maze.
Look, Gene, I've never told anyone this before.
My head!
But I can suck my own dick. And I do it a lot.
10:38. This movie is shit.
You don't know shit.
Holy shit, bro. I had the same note, too.
I swear to God, both of you guys are the biggest fucking liars in the world.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You should have saved this for the train.
All right, au revoir, Lubin. Lisa, solid.
Oh, I mean, why don't you just be like a regular person and dream about regular threesomes? Like clones.
Give me some soul, kisses, oh. Baby.
Hey, beautiful. What?
Oh. Dang.
Oh. Oh.
I can't indulge this comparison to a person that Amin may or may not know in a movie that has nothing to do with this podcast.
That's some 20th century shit, bitch.
We will tangle ass.
Say hi to your mother for me.
And you will lose.
What's the end game? Okay, now everyone's dead.
What is fucking Spence from Ballers? Who cares what the end game is?
Garbage!
I am wrath.
McCavity!
Cynophobe, the podcast where we break down the movies that you are afraid to admit you love. I'm Zach Harper. That's Minel Hassan. That's Anthony Mays. Patreon.com/countthedings to get all of our extra content like holiday specific episodes, game shows that we do, all kinds of fun stuff there. Plus, if you have a review, review it on Apple Podcasts. Hell, if you don't have a review, review it. You can leave us 5 stars and suggest a movie you'd like us to do for the podcast. A lot of people have been doing it. I get a kick out of it. If you like me getting a kick out of things, leave a review with a suggestion for a Cynophobe episode.
I smell terrible.
You smell terrible?
Yeah, I'm like sitting here, I can smell myself.
You've been in Miami how long?
Less than 12 hours. 10 hours.
Okay. So Friday should be a real treat. Future callback. All right. Yeah, you have a submission.
Am I too soon?
Submit it. Just needs to be 40% or lower on Rotten Tomatoes for the audience or the critic score. June is superhero month, and after Amin Al-Hassan picked Daredevil to start off the month, it's my turn, and we're back in the cage, boys.
The movie this week is the 2011 action fantasy thriller Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
I don't care what IMDb. It's
a lot of action?
No, it's...
Fantasy?
What month is it?
Superhero month.
Yeah, that's the genre. Two in a row. We're doing superhero month, guys. Superhero isn't in the genre, then I don't know why we're doing it.
Look, take it up with IMDb. I don't know why I get shit for reading the IMDb description. You guys attack me with this. With your goddamn negativity.
Maybe someday you'll learn.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, stars 11-time repeat offender Nicolas Cage.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
You know Nick Cage from Next, Knowing, Wicker Man, Primal, Ghost Rider, Mom and Dad, Jiu-Jitsu, Snake Eyes, Kiss of Death, Gone in 60 Seconds.
He was made for this sewer, baby, and he is the king.
Cage was coming off of Kick-Ass and The Sorcerer's Apprentice in 2010.
I know you just listed off 11 Nicolas Cage movies, but yeah. Nothing gets better than just reading his IMDb.
Oh my God. I should do it once a week.
It's endless.
In 2011, he had Drive Angry, this movie, Season of the Witch, Trespass, and Seeking Justice. And then just one movie in 2012, Stolen.
This is how bad his IMDb is.
What?
Zach said this movie, and I was trying to remember the movie called This Movie that he's in.
We also get repeat offender Idris Elba.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
From Takers and Cats.
McCavity!
The Takers, gents.
Shoot the moon with your fingers. Idris, I couldn't tell if that was a cat noise or a gun sound there. What was that?
Combo move.
That's how I felt about his performance here.
Idris was in Takers in 2010. In 2011, he had Thor, an episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and he was a voice in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And then he had Prometheus, that shitbox, in 2012.
Did he have an accent in any of these?
Some kind of accent.
The French accent from him is terrible.
It's not just terrible, it's unnecessary. I kept waiting for the part.
There's no reason.
Where he needed to be French.
There's one line that he needed to be French for.
There is one line.
And he capped off that run by playing Nelson Mandela.
When did he
play? When?
In Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom.
Violante Placido is in this.
Yo, you literally said that. I don't know if it's a woman or a man.
That's Nadia in this movie. She was in a bunch of Italian movies, but she's also in the movie The American with George Clooney in 2010.
This movie made me feel Violante.
Ciaran Hines is in this. He was in Phantom of the Opera.
Don't know if that's a woman or a man.
And Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Ciaran, this beat is automatic, systematic, put something fresh. Everybody went to step Ciaran.
No, Ciaran, not Ciara.
Oh, the princess is here.
Johnny Whitworth from Empire Records and Limitless.
Oh, isn't that the one where the guy becomes limitless?
Spencer Wilding from Rogue One, Hobbs and Shaw, and he's a repeat offender from Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, no way. Yep. I gave up on this cast.
You bet your ass he's another repeat offender. I knew you didn't have it. And then legally a repeat offender.
Nope.
Sort of.
Illegally.
All right, whatever.
Why?
Christopher Lambert. Well, because that was the Mystery Crate episode. It wasn't Mortal Kombat Annihilation. That was the original Mortal Kombat, which is not a cinephobe episode. It's just a Mystery Crate episode.
Yeah, because in Annihilation, they recast him with the guy who was like, you like my new haircut? That was a nice twist.
He was Raiden in Mortal Kombat. This movie was directed by two people, Mark Neveldine and repeat offender Brian Taylor.
Yes, sir.
I hope they Neveldine get to direct again.
Neveldine directed Crank, Crank 2 High Voltage, and Gamer. Taylor also directed those three movies, along with Mom and Dad, which we've done before.
So wait, these guys like hold hands and direct movies together?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Ooh, is that a trivia?
And then by himself, he created Happy. Message.
Scott M. Gimple, Seth Hoffman, and repeat offender David S. Goyer get the writing credits.
Goyer. Oh, Boyer.
You know Gimple from writing 20 episodes of The Walking Dead and creating The Walking Dead World Beyond. Hoffman from writing episodes of Prison Break, House, Vegas, and The Walking Dead. And then you remember Goyer from Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
And the very important Nick Fury TV movie with David Hasselhoff.
Future cinephobe.
Yo, very future cinephobe.
They all get screenplay credits and Goyer gets a story credit as well. Synopsis for Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance is...
I'd love to know this. Yeah. Give me what the synopsis is.
Johnny Blaze, tortured by the Ghost Rider's curse, gets a chance of redemption through protecting the devil's son, whose father is pursuing him. So the devil's pursuing him.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Tagline. One tagline. It's all they needed because they nailed it. He rides again.
He did ride again.
Yeah.
He
did ride again. That's a lot more accurate than the synopsis, by the way.
$57 million estimated budget, grossed $51.7 million U.S., but $132.5 million worldwide. Unbelievable.
God damn global audience. I fucking hate them so much.
Before jumping into this movie and listening to the rest of the podcast, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance is available on HBO Max.
That was a nice treat, at least.
Just not having to rent it. I was kind of hoping there'd be a director's cut I could grab.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of scarred from the whole director's cut process. I will really have to think hard if I am ever going to do that again.
Someone dropped in the Discord, which you can join the Discord if you're a subscriber to the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. There is a director's cut of Super Mario Brothers.
I'm good.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance receives 18% from critics on 114 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, 31% from the audience on over 100,000 ratings. Amin, would you like the positive or the negative reviews?
20 people thought this was a good movie.
At least.
Let's hear it.
Positive reviews.
Well, everybody's just thinking about the negative. Well, I think the glass is half full. Everybody thinking it's half empty.
Glenn Kenny of MSN Movies. What more would one want? Well, actually quite a bit. But this movie ain't got much more than that. Still, as noisome entertainments go, it brings the thing we sometimes call it.
What?
It's a horribly written review. I don't think noisome is a word.
Noisome.
Maybe noisy is what he meant.
Noisome.
Roger Moore of Tribune News Services. A goofy gonzo thrill ride. Vengeance is a bad movie sequel. So bad it's good. A bad movie that's almost a great bad movie.
Gonzo.
Tom Clift of Movie Dex. That's it? Just a yeah? That's all?
Actually, yeah. That should be our name, by the movie Dex.
No, Dex, like a Rolodex. Oh. Not movie Dex.
That really was like ruining, like, oh man, that could have been us.
Cox in the Machine.
In the Machine.
An unwanted sequel to one of the worst comic book films ever made blasts onto the screen with such assaultive energy that memories of its predecessor are incinerated from your brain.
How are these positive reviews?
Well, that one was just saying that it's better than the last one.
I don't know if I agree with that. They're both bangers, but...
No, it's not saying that. It's saying that it, like...
It's shitting on the last one, saying it was terrible and awful.
It's also shitting on this one, though.
This one blew it away. Burned it up.
Andrew L. Urban of Urban Cinephile. First time Urban Cinephile has had more than just Urban Cinephile critics.
But it's still his last name.
Astonishing effects, brilliant production design, great locations, relentless pace, and some wry lines well delivered give the film excellent entertainment value.
Amazing. Every single word of that review was just a fucking lie.
Simon Marotto of Quick Flicks. Although Spirit of Vengeance never reaches the madcap heights of Neville Dean Taylor's Unhinged Crank, it's an inventive, wonderfully weird, and surprisingly focused one-shot comic book adventure.
It's not one-shot. It's a fucking sequel. So it's by definition not one-shot.
Ken Hankey of Mountain Express, Asheville, North Carolina.
Hardy-ho!
It was exactly what I expected it to be, and I was fine with that.
Great expectations.
I'm not.
John Belfus of Commercial Appeal, Memphis, Tennessee. Under the turbocharged bad trip direction of Crank auteurs, Neville Dean and Taylor, this impossible and absurd scenario seems inspired not by a comic book, but by a drug fiend's delirium.
Square.
Nick Rogers of the Film Yap. Neville Dean and Taylor latch onto Nicolas Cage's spasmodic reverie of elated exaggeration in this wild hair sequel. His performance is the reason this disposable movie is so entertaining and why we shouldn't close the book on him quite yet.
Spasmodic reverie.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
Lisa Giles Kettle of Real.com.
Oh, it's going to get real hot on this kettle.
Maybe she'll spill the tea.
Call it black.
with plenty of goggle-eyed Cage Blaze warped effects on tap and Cage gurning, what more does the silly series need? Better bike effects for starters. Not really a positive. Rafer Guzman of Newsday.
Oh, skip to my Luis.
That's racist.
What?
That mix of admirable restraint and unabashed pandering makes Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance a guilty pleasure, if not the most wholesome treat.
I thought that was pretty witty off the top of my head. Rafer Guzman, skip to my Luis.
And then last two, Robert Levin of Film School Rejects.
We're skipping the first 10 and going straight to Robert Levin.
The filmmakers understand that they have happy, productive, kooky Nicolas Cage on hand, not sullen, money-hungry Cage, and they let him loose.
Look, motherfucker, you don't get to sigh deeply after any one of my puns after you made me watch that fucking movie.
Isn't he sullen, money-hungry Cage at this point?
Yeah, but he doesn't act like it in the movie.
Well, he's a great actor, but...
That's true.
Is he?
Isn't he?
Welcome to Cinepo!
Scott Kalura of IGN Movies.
Oh, the Kalura of money.
Brings all the cartoonish insanity of the director's crank to, let's face it, cartoonishly insane concept of Ghost Rider. It's a match made in hell.
Oh, fuck you.
Negative reviews.
At this point of time, my thought on critics not liking stuff is, then turn it off, you fucking weirdo. You have so many options. People who watch an entire project to hate on it, man, it is so weird to me.
Dave White of Movies.com.
Wow, wait, hold on. That's a website?
Movies.com, yeah. Apparently. It makes me feel cheated and sad.
Okay.
No, I felt none of those things. What were his expectations for him to feel cheated?
That dude really walked out of that theater brokenhearted, man.
Yeah, but imagine you went into the theater thinking like, this is going to be a banger, Johnny Blaze.
This is it.
Felix Vasquez Jr. of Cinema Crazed. A schlocky, derivative, and incredibly ridiculous sequel.
It's not derivative.
It's not schlocky.
It's not good enough to be derivative.
Christian Law of We Got This Covered.
Oh, don't break the law.
All right, well, our job here is done, boys. They got this covered.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance is too awful and cheesy to recommend to anyone, even the most diehard superhero fans.
Yes.
Matt Looker of theshiznit.co.uk.
Well, looky what we have here.
In terms of stupid, dumb, no-brainer comic book films, they don't come much stupider, dumber, or no-brainier than this. R.L. Schaefer of IGN DVD. Ghost Rider only excels when it embraces the gonzo direction of directors Neville Dean and Taylor. Sadly, though, the film seems to be pumping its brakes more than riding with a vengeance.
So is gonzo a term that applies beyond porn?
What?
Is it like a filmmaking term?
What do you mean beyond porn?
Well, I just know it through porn.
There's a Muppet.
There's a Muppet.
No.
There's a form of journalism.
No. I'm not talking about the Muppet. I'm not talking about just the word gonzo.
You've been watching the Muppet Gonzo Bang Girls?
I'm talking about like just as a filmmaking term.
The nose makes sense.
Gonzo directing. Like, I thought that was just in porn. I did not know extended to other filmmaking.
Look, I'm no prude when it comes to porn, but I don't know what you mean by gonzo porn. I also don't know that I need you to explain it. I just want to let you know I don't know what this means.
Maze?
It's been in a previous episode. He's already explained it. For once, you've forgotten something, Zach.
Probably blocked it out of trauma. Michael DeKina of themoviereport.com.
Fuck you, Michael DeKina.
He didn't even say anything yet.
I already know.
I love how Amin used to sing this guy's name, and now it's fuck this guy.
Wait, why is it fuck Michael DeKina?
Fuck Michael DeKina. Gonzo style.
I think Amin thought he was a racist during Black History Month or something.
He was. Is.
Well, that ought to lead us perfectly into only a marginal improvement over the leaden first film, with Idris Elba providing a number of the film's few bright spots.
Redemption? May we?
Cameron Williams of The Popcorn Junkie. Beyond the action, there isn't much going on. It has a dud plot that attempts to reboot the story of the character. Cage revels in his own insanity, and you have to wonder if the guy gives a crap anymore. What are you talking about? Hack. Andrea Chase of Killer Movie Reviews. Elba has his usual charisma, and Hines has a powerful presence of lurking menace, but a film that explores what happens when the Ghost Rider has to urinate while inflamed and does so with a wink and a smile is not to be taken seriously.
Offended. I didn't know you could get offended.
Is there a literal wink and a smile in there?
He does smile when he's peeing. I don't remember if he winks.
I can't tell when he's smiling or not.
Bob Grimm of Tucson Weekly.
Oh, this should be very uplifting.
Bleck. John Wirt of Advocate, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
It can't get worse than that one.
Rosemary's Baby on Hot Wheels.
Nope, no, no, no.
Rob Bow of Mania.com. This film sucks on a level I can scarcely describe.
That's the most accurate review thus far.
Nick Pinkerton of Village Voice.
The Pinkertons in Red Dead Redemption. Like a bounty hunting. I don't. What are they? They're like bounty hunters, or are they like law enforcement? I don't know. I hate the Pinkertons.
The standards of all involved are so obviously floorboard high. There's not much to say after the lights come up, other than one of Blaze's one-liners. So that happened, and then two more. Marianne Johansson of Flick Philosopher. So bad that the projector attempted suicide multiple times during the opening day public showing I attended. This is very nearly the literal truth.
Yo, honest to God, I believe it given what happened to me in my laptop while watching this.
And then last one, user Velocity R, half star out of 5 stars.
Is his address J Park?
Somehow worse than the cheesy pile of crap first movie. Turned it off halfway through to find a better use of my time. And how do you know if it was bad?
I wish I could have done that.
Amin, what's your first note?
Is Nick Cage in this? That's my first note.
I gotta be honest, there was a point, I didn't write it down, but there was a point in the first 5 minutes where I thought, wait, is Idris Elba Ghostwriter in this?
Yeah, did they recast it? That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So we start off with some motorcycle riding. Open road, camera tracks, and it pulls into a castle. I wondered if Nick Cage owned this castle.
Not anymore.
Next note. Why is Idris Elba speaking in a French accent?
Oh, I had to say. No, too, bro.
He asks a priest or a monk or something if it's true they found the boy. And the rumors are true. Easy, Maze.
Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
He tells Elba this is a fortress and they have the full power of the order.
These monks have like a super lab, just monitors on deck. It is well stocked.
Tale as old as time, monks with computers.
Exposition about protecting the boy and the prophecy will be over when the winter solstice has passed. And I wonder if we'll get more exposition on this story later.
I'm about to say some exposition.
Well, it's some, but it also doesn't explain shit at the same time.
This movie breaks the record for expositioning and not actually explaining anything within that exposition.
Elba warns that you'll all be dead by then. Then an explosion happens and we've got gunfire and a SEAL team is crashing in all over the place. Some security system. I just refer to him as AJ from Empire Records the rest of this movie, but it's the white guy with the hair.
Kerrigan.
He gets out of an SUV and he's barging in.
So right before that explosion happens, they say, this conversation is finished. I wrote, I'm afraid the exposition isn't. I was right.
AJ from Empire Records gets out of the SUV, he's barging in. Idris stops some soldiers from shooting the young people. And then a girl fires it back at Idris for some reason. He runs down the stairs and they lock him out of the wooden door while he says, I can save you. AJ asks where they are as a car drives out of a garage door. And he shoots the priest anyway. And Idris is in pursuit on a motorcycle. They're firing at them in pursuit. Idris is about to fire back and then they hit his back tire with the gun. He flies off the motorcycle, which is going off the road on a cliff. And he fires back at the SUV, he busts a tire, and it goes into a slide, and we get opening credits in Nick Cage narration.
Did Idris Elba land, or is he still falling like the van in Inception?
Oh shit, this is just the credits?
And this is the same director as Mom and Dad, and the visual style is back. It's really noticeable, it's chaotic.
It's so much like Crank. Yeah, it's very chaotic.
All the soldiers coming into the monk fortress are just like all over the place. And this car sequence was pretty cool.
I liked it.
The special effects and the slow motion were good. But I just have so many questions about Idris. Like, is he a superhero?
Maze, don't worry because they're not going to answer any of them as we go through this movie. Nick Cage says it doesn't matter how far you run. There are some demons you just can't escape. We get some kind of animation, comic book style, I guess.
Not comic book style, just animation.
My name is Johnny Blaze. I used to ride a motorcycle for a living. I did a bare ass 360 triple backflip in front of 22,000 people. It's kind of funny. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
Then I went to YouTube and I looked and there's just a clip from this movie. Spoiler alert, Johnny Blaze.
Oh, there's no clip of Ghost Rider, how he died. That's what he's talking about.
That's what he's talking about?
He's explaining, like, basically the plot of Ghost Rider 1. That's what he was doing. And so when he said, there's a clip on YouTube, go check it out. I was like, wow.
That's wow. Really
encouraging people to fuck the rental market.
Oh, I was wondering if Zach typed bare ass triple backflip into YouTube.
And I did.
Saw what came up.
I watched it afterwards. It wasn't of that. It was just a trailer for this movie that's titled bare ass triple 360 backflip.
Too meta for me, man.
We get more animation of his dad being sick.
Poppycock.
He did something way crazier than that.
Poppycock.
Shows him sign on the dotted line with some blood. Yeah, that's right. I'm the guy that did the deal with the devil. I know what you're thinking. Doesn't this kid watch movies? Does this ever work out fine? Let's just say good judgment is not exactly my forte. And then I looked at his IMDb page.
So it's a flashback to what happened in the first movie, except it looks like Sin City and Kieran Hines is the devil now.
Yes.
I was possessed by an ancient demon. He says he sucks out the souls of the wicked. Yo. Maybe you're not a murderer, but you did something you didn't want the skull to see. A white lie, an illegal download. And then the animation breaks the fourth wall and starts asking people in the theater, what'd you do?
An illegal download. And I said, you just got done telling us to look it up on YouTube. Now are you implying that downloading bootlegs will get you apprehended by the Ghost Rider?
And your soul will be sucked out.
That happened last night.
White lies will also attract the ire of the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey-o. I guess it's happening tonight, too.
Says he had to run halfway across the world. Animation's done, and we get Nick Cage waking up, and there's a scar on his hand. Idris Elba walks in, and Cage throws him against the wall.
It's not Idris Elba. It's Exposition Elba.
Idris Elbazition.
Elbazition.
And I didn't notice that he was speaking French to the monks.
Really?
So he comes in speaking French, and I'm like, has he been doing a French accent this whole time? Is he too soon?
Cage asks him, who are you? And he says, Lubin, my name is Moreau. My brothers are dead.
You are for scuba, Moreau?
As should I be?
Be like the Ippo.
If not for the intervention of God.
And then they cut to him upside down in a tree over the cliff.
Tree!
What? They answered my question.
That doesn't answer shit.
It shows that he didn't die upon impact. That's all it answered.
I can see he didn't die. He's in the fucking movie still. Doesn't answer anything.
Maybe he got revived.
Idris then breaks a window to get some sunlight in. He calls Nick the Rider. Cage starts leaving. Moreau says he thought he could control it, the sickness. Cage grabs him in a chain. Moreau wants to make a deal. He explains that this child is in danger. He gives him a picture of the boy. You'll save him.
I don't save people.
This Idris French accent is fucking killing me at this point. It's... Oddly enough, not good when he does an American accent, not good when he does a French accent, and I'm not even buying his English accent anymore.
He might be the most American, non-American actor ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know how American actors are known to be terrible at doing anything other than just their regular accent?
Right.
That's what Idris Elba is.
Says Johnny was brought out there 1,000 miles from his birthplace. Devil is the link between him and the child. Let the rider follow his stench. It will lead to the boy.
Did he ride his motorcycle to Europe?
I don't know, man. It seemed like it. I would like the idea of just the rider on a ferry waiting.
Or is he at the airport waiting on baggage claim for the motorcycle? It's fragile on it.
He says the Church of his brothers are prepared to lift the curse if they bring the boy to him.
Idris Explains could be the name of this movie.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Exposition. The girl notices a man taking off his wedding ring as she's sitting in a cafe. Then he sits down at her table. Says he noticed her looking at him. Asks if she's Roma or a gypsy. He's a businessman. Has a lot of money. And that's when the kid walks up, says, hi, mommy. Where's daddy?
What this guy is doing is indecent exposition.
Does he think all gypsies are whores? Like, doesn't he know that gypsies are more likely to pickpocket him?
Well, it's not mutually exclusive, Maze.
As he gets up to leave, the kid picks his wallet out of his jacket. It's very Ninja Turtles of this kid. And now, what's his name? Cardigan? Whatever. AJ from Empire Records has tracked them. They're just watching. She tells the boy she'll make a life for him. They won't always have to do this. He says, this is a life.
Whore mother exposition.
Whore mother? Wait, why is she a whore mother?
Because she's out here throwing her pussy around just to build a life for them.
She didn't fuck him.
Well, she would have.
Would she have?
Wouldn't she have?
Welcome to Setup Boat.
By the way, you know what we haven't had in a while, in a long time on this podcast?
Coherency?
Misogyny.
Haven't? Yes, we have.
Haven't. That's why I was kind of like,
the last fucking movie.
What it was the last movie? Daredevil?
Yeah.
Where was the misogyny there?
Whenever you spoke. Gage needs the rider to come out tonight. Cut to nighttime. She's driving the kids still. AJ rams the car from behind us. Cage starts acting his fucking ass off to get the rider out of him. They run her off the road and into a wall. Idris goes to light a cigarette, notices the flame starts moving sideways.
He is French, so he hand rolls a cigarette.
The rider's out. Trail of fire as the motorcycle rides away. Someone grabs a gun from Nadia. AJ says, it's been a long time, Pumpkin. I see you're still an unbelievable pain in the ass. Kind of has a southern accent here. His accent's all over the place, just like Idris.
Speaking of southern accents, remember when Cage had a southern accent in the first movie?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yeah, in his trailer, when he's watching monkey videos.
Oh, he's watching the monkey do karate. Fuck, I wish they had brought that back. You think that monkey was available? God. She says, there are people after him. Let him go. He says, I am the people after you. Man throws a kid against a car, knocks him out. She tries to get free and fires a gun. Guy butts her in the head with a gun. She says, please, he's my son. That's when AJ says, I know, but he's not mine. And part of you had to know it might end up like this. And then pulls a gun and we hear some weird noise and the rider comes flying through.
Yeah, it's this screeching noise. It kind of reminded me of the noise of the smoke monster in Lost. Just like,
oh, it does. Yeah.
Try to come up with something creepy that you can hear but not see.
It's got the chain whip in hand. Flaming Skull is smiling. You didn't notice that it's smiling?
It looks smiling all the time. I don't think a skull can have facial expressions.
He's also either moving like he's in Gothica or he's pop locking at this point. I don't know what he was doing. The movements are real odd.
This Ghost Rider is very patient, but he does look dramatically better and way grittier.
Yeah, looks way better. AJ says to kill it. They fire at him. He turns a guy into ash. I wrote ass, but I think I meant ash with the chain.
No, they were ass. They were all ass in this scene. Also, everyone seems remarkably calm.
So patient.
Someone shows up with like a burning skull for a head.
A flaming skull.
I think I would have freaked out just a little.
Nobody even moved.
They're just there to kidnap a child. They don't know shit about these people. Nick Cage Gothica's his way over to the guy who threw the kid to the ground, opens his mouth. A little bit of tension there.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now?
Yeah, tension between the Ghost Rider and the Mustache Man is what I say.
I know I can.
Another guy drops to his knees. AJ says, slug throwers now. And as this guy's soul is about to be sucked out, the kid has a drop of blood fall to the ground from his cheek.
It's like a money shot.
This guy turns into ash. Rider turns around. The kid's eyes open. Rider starts feeling his own hand.
Did that pay off, the hand thing?
Pay off is...
nothing.
I mean, that's a very loose way of it. But yes, it does come back.
Nothing got...
it comes back.
Nothing got paid off.
It comes back.
He does it more. I know that.
And then he doesn't do it anymore. Because, okay. I'll explain later.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
AJ and the other guy start shooting with shotguns or grenade launchers. I can't really tell what the fuck they're doing.
Slug throwers, bro.
But it launches the rider back into an SUV. AJ then says, get some, and fires again. I thought, should have said, get her done, as he looked at the camera.
Get her done.
Car blows up. They grab the kid. They drive off. Cage wakes up normal in a hospital.
Oh, this European nurse comes in, and Johnny Blaze turns the fire on, baby.
Oh, you're awake.
Hi. It's funny, because when you walked in, I thought I was still... dreaming.
You have hallucinate?
No, man, I'm not hallucinating. Look, I'm flirting with you. Yes, Formosa. Play. Okay, morphine. 2-I-morphine. You got any morphine?
No morphine. You already have.
Dilaudid. Valium, what do you got?
Your wounds. Very weird, mister.
The police want to speak to him now that he's awake. She leaves, he raids a drug cabinet, he gets dressed and just starts walking out. Considering the police want to talk to him, he just walks out. No real consequences there. He sees Nadia, they glare at each other without a hint of tension. And then she walks away and he follows her. AJ has the kid, tells the kid to piss. For some reason.
Okay. That Maze?
No, little kids gotta be big. Hold them away from my daughter, something like that.
That's when a man gets off a train and calls AJ. He says the price went up. Mysterious train man says you don't change the details of a deal. That's when AJ says he's done this before and he has a history with this bitch of a mom. And I wrote, the bitch mom.
Carlo Gugino.
The devil takes the train, guys? Why is he taking the train?
Because he's like Bob Cousy. He takes the train, gets off, and he's ready to play a game immediately.
Plays 48 minutes.
But he wasn't told he'd walk into the middle of a horror movie. He tells him he was confronted by a dude with a flaming skull. It's when the man on the phone wants to talk to the kid. He whispers into the phone. It causes the kid to scream into the air and he collapses.
Think of the child as a sort of computer. You know computers, don't you? I just uploaded a little program, a firewall.
The writer can't sense him to track him now, but he still might find AJ. So I'd keep moving. We then hear some ancient chanting as we go close up on the kid.
Is it the Wonder Woman?
We cut to Cage having a reaction. He touches his palm again, guys.
Uh-oh.
And that's when he sees the bitch mom and chases after her. She's trying to break into some cars. He keeps following her. And then she sneaks up behind him. And she asks if the devil sent him to find her.
Is it the devil? The devil that walks among men? Does the devil own you? Answer me!
He says she can't trust him, but if he can't find the kid, he'd just as soon be dead. Then pulls the gun to his forehead and says, do it, please. Says he can't sense him anymore. He's just blocked. He's not dead. But she knows something.
So Johnny knows what a firewall is.
And then Johnny knows how to pop some pills because he just starts chewing these things like they're Tic Tacs.
Oh, he is slamming those pills.
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell if Cage was acting there or if he was just doing it.
Have you ever chewed a pill?
I've tried. It's awful.
I've swallowed pills without water. Like, just worked up enough saliva in my mouth to just ease it on down. It's not a fun exercise. I've also chewed pills by accident, like vitamins, thinking that they were chewables and they weren't.
Okay.
In the movies, they always like to indicate someone's tough. They always just like throw the pills in their mouth and then just crunch it up. And I'm just like, why?
They like the taste.
What makes it tough? Why is that a sign of how tough you are?
It means they eat a lot of pills.
Yeah, it means he's just a fiend. It just means he's Brett Favre.
Is that what Brett Favre does?
I think he just ate pain pills all the time. Yeah. He asks about her relationship with AJ.
You two were like, boyfriend, girlfriend?
He's a drug dealer. He's a gun runner. He's a mercenary. When you met the seducer, he offered you something. My father's life.
Poppy dog!
Shocker. He lied.
Recap exposition.
She expositions about when the devil found her choking on her own blood. He promised to take the pain away to save her life. He asked for something in return.
Like Tupac.
A son? You'll never get it.
No, I get it. You're the devil's baby mama.
I love that line. I love it. No, I understand. You don't need to keep expositioning.
Yeah, he's like, even Cage is like, let's get through this. We don't need to.
Yada, yada.
We don't need to go through all these lines.
I guess that explains why Moreau wants Danny so bad.
Moreau?
Yeah, black, French, alcoholic priest, kind of a dick. Why, you know him?
She said he tried to help them and didn't let them.
Is that why they made him French? Just for that line?
Yes, 100%. And that's also why he's guzzling wine at every opportunity.
Like Valerie said on our Reindeer Games extra episode, did they create the entire premise of the movie, including the name, based off the one line by Gary Sinise? Where it's like, I'm not here for your reindeer games. I thought the same thing here. It's like, is that why he's French so that they could have this line?
Here's what I think happened is I think they filmed this scene first. You know, they never shoot things in order. They filmed this scene first. Cage said it. And then Idris is like, well, fuck, I guess I got to be French.
That line is in the casting call. That's the description that they hand you before you read the character.
They're going to both work on their decision making. They're off to find an associate of AJ's. And we're back to animation and Cage narration. Why does the devil walk amongst the earth? I have no idea. Maybe he doesn't know either. What?
What?
Somebody explain something. Maybe he just passes from body to body down through history, waiting for the perfect fit. And we get Vlad the Impaler animation, Joseph Stalin, a clown, and then a shot of Jerry Springer.
Big finish on Jerry Springer there.
Was that funny?
No.
Phrasing there, Miz.
But I know one thing. On Earth, he's weak. His powers are limited. He needs emissaries to do his dirty work. Uses the power of the deal to make them.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the guy who just talked about swallowing pills for like 25 seconds.
Animation exposition. Kid wants to open a window.
You gotta work up the saliva.
As they drive after hearing chants.
To lubricate the passage down the throat.
Ooh! Can you feel the tension? AJ says his mom thought he could just talk until he kicked her gypsy face in. That's when the kid grabs the wheel from the back seat, causes him to go out of control, and then as AJ's about to hit him, the kid buckles his seatbelt and they crash into a barrier. Pretty good move, actually.
I guess nobody else is wearing a seatbelt, yeah.
Nobody's got poise like that. Nobody.
He's the son of the devil, I mean.
The car is totaled. The kid comes to, gets out of the car. A goon is stuck in there. The car's about to explode. He says, get me out of here. And AJ says, I told you to stop eating Twinkies.
Future callback.
Oh, man. Definitely future callback.
AJ and his swarthy friend leave the fat goon as they chase after the kid and the car blows up. And then the kid breaks his ankle?
Yeah, not a very athletic move from young son of the devil Danny here. It's like maybe a 2-foot drop down onto the riverbank and he snaps his ankle.
Happens in front of some German dude's van. They take the van. It takes about 6 minutes to set up them just taking this van.
Long look for the Euro hippies here.
I want to give you guys the opportunity right now. If we want to jump straight to Golden Dumpsters and acting ass on and off right now, I'm with it.
What?
I'm okay.
Cage wakes up after the image of the riders in his head. He tells her when they get to where they're going, the rider's going to come out. And when he does, he'll destroy whoever's got it coming to them.
There's no reason, no conscience, just hunger.
In his eyes, you're no different than AJ. No different than any of them. And she's not afraid of him, but she should be.
She's not the coward, he's the coward.
Now we're at a rave slash fight club?
Where the fuck are we? Massive rave slash fight club. Holy shit, bro.
I'll tell you where we are. We're in fucking Romania, boys.
And the closed captioning says, industrial music plays. And I said, what is industrial music?
That's a good question.
You're like, music they listen to factories? Like,
I just remember that Simpsons episode where he takes Bart to the anvil because he's worried that Bart might be gay. And Homer wants to take him to the manliest place. And it's just this this gay steel plant or whatever. And this guy walks through with like some melted steel. He's like, hot stuff coming through. And it's always killed me. It's such a great line. Happy Pride Month, everybody. You know?
Oh, my God.
All right. They find the associate. Cage is chewing pain pills right in his face. She asks if she'll regret bringing him. And he says, yeah, probably. And that's when they confront the guy. She pulls his phone and finds that he called AJ recently. Cage starts spasming or orgasming or something. I don't know what he's doing.
It's his spasmodic reverie, Zach. This is the spasmodic reverie scene.
You talked to Kerrigan. I talked to a lot of people. Hey, I got what you need for those shakes, my friend. Kerrigan must have told me about that thing that killed his men last night, huh? Yeah? That thing is inside of me. See, you're a bad man. And this thing, the Ryer, he feeds on them and he's hungry. He's hungrier than he's been years, and that's why I'm shaking. Because right now, the only thing standing between you and the Ryer is me. And he's scraping at the door. Scraping at the door! Who let him? If you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm going to let him out.
All caps, tension, ass off, Golden Dumpster, file. He's bringing it in this scene.
He hit for the cycle is what you're saying.
He laughs some more. He threatens the guy. And that's when the guy gives up that AJ's at the quarry for more men, more guns, and an army.
You will tell me or I will eat your stinking soul.
More goons come in. He says they gotta go. And as he's running out, he starts turning to fire. The bike shows up. It's on fire. He starts changing. We get this weird fisheye shot of a close-up of him riding the motorcycle.
Yeah, that was just so we could get him riding the bike and looking nuts, but not fully being Ghost Rider yet.
What is the movie about? We're however many minutes into this movie.
I mean, I think I can clear this up.
Synopsis for Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. Johnny Blaze, tortured by the Ghost Rider's curse, gets a chance of redemption through protecting the devil's son, whose father is pursuing him.
Is he tortured?
Isn't he?
Welcome to Cinephobe, sir. Because I don't think he is.
He's tortured.
He's popping pills.
He's struggling right now.
Is that what the pills are for?
He's in pain.
I don't know what the pills are for. Are those from his days as like a stuntman?
Well, it's like the hangover of the Ghost Rider is the worst hangover ever.
Okay.
Ghost Rider can go out and party all night, take slug busters to the face or whatever, but then Johnny Blaze has to wake up in the morning.
We're at the quarry now. Army trucks pulling up. They've got Rocket, the old American bunker buster. Nadia finds the kid. She takes the blindfold off. She cuts him out of his restraints, and he says that his ankle's broken.
How did she get to Danny first when Ghost Rider just left her behind?
Well, he's also supposed to be guarded heavily, right?
It's a quarry at the bottom of a pit. Like, she just snuck around the back, or what?
And then, does the main goon grab her, kiss her on the mouth, and then throw her to the ground?
Oh, I missed the kiss.
Yeah, he like goes in on her.
I had that note too, bro.
It was just so out of nowhere. It was just kind of unexpected. He didn't even bring her across creep vibes. It was just like physical struggle. Hey, you know what? I'm going to stick my tongue down her throat.
I mean, they are Romanian. Maybe it's the custom.
It never gets set up and it never gets explained. I don't understand it. Also, I don't know if you noticed, his eyes do not point in the same direction. They're both going out. Kind of looks like my dog's eyes. They both go in different directions. She throws a knife at him. He catches it and then she shoots him with a gun. And now the rider's at the quarry.
That was a good butterfly knife distraction. But his gun, it looked like he was carrying like a handle and it like popped out and unfolded? Seemed kind of crazy.
It was a cool gun. Let's give him that. AJ grabs a rocket launcher, fires it up into the sky, and it hits the rider, and they all laugh.
That was awesome.
Cut to the rider just standing there with his chain whip. AJ says, reload, reload, reload. Rider is laying waste to all these guys with his chain. A flash grenade explodes next to him, and now he's just spinning horizontally in the air like the CGI is buffering.
Like a breakdancer.
What was that?
A glitch in the Matrix? I'm not sure.
Guy fires an Uzi right into his mouth and he eats him like Pez. Then he fires back at the guy from his mouth.
Just gobbling the bullets, spits him out flaming hot.
He jumps onto AJ as he's about to shoot the rocket. It shoots anyway, takes the rider into the air. He craters into the ground.
I'm sorry, did that hurt? It looked like it did.
His accent's gone, by the way. His southern accent is gone. He climbs up this massive rock quarry equipment, turns it into fire like it's his motorcycle, and he's wrecking everything there. AJ gets knocked to the ground. He gets up to shoot Nadia and the kid, but the rider grabs him, asks if it hurts. AJ says to do it. He throws AJ away. Nadia and the kid are now driving off. The kid senses that the rider's coming, and all of a sudden, he's right next to her. Grabs her out of the truck, but before he sucks her soul, kid says, enough! Let her go. He listens to the kid. Walks up to him and like drops to his knees, essentially. Rider turns back into Nick Cage, and he says, so, that happened.
Awkward.
Now they're eating at a truck stop. Cage tries to touch the kid's face, says that there was a bee there.
It's because he sees Danny looking longingly at a normal family and the dad is touching the kid's head. So then Johnny Blaze tries to imitate that.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
I missed that completely. I didn't know what the fuck he was doing. I thought he was making a move on this kid. The leg healed by itself. Kid says that
that's weird.
Cage is way cooler than the guy that his mom usually hangs out with.
Yeah, we met them. They're Romanian gun smugglers.
Cage then chugs a pitcher of water, gives some exposition on getting to the priests. We got to move fast because the ones who are hunting us are not done. Plus, I have some personal issues I'd like to get fixed. Amin, do you have any notes here?
This is the right around the point where my laptop worked.
You came on your laptop? So, yeah. Back to the quarry. And Rourke, a.k.a. the devil, is there to talk to AJ.
Oh, actually, no, I do have a note here. I'm sorry. It's a scene where it was a close-up of Nicolas Cage, and I said, I'm guessing Nick Cage isn't going to be shirtless in this one.
Johnny Blaze not cut up anymore. It's over.
He's Johnny Glaze now.
It's also your laptop.
You know, yeah. Don't ask what Johnny weighs.
Oh, man. Well, I could do this for Johnny Days.
Johnny Mays?
Oh, yeah, he did touch the kid. AJ's trapped under a piece of concrete, says he's not done. AJ dies. Rourke says this is inconvenient. Rourke then kneels down, whispers to him, and all of a sudden AJ's sort of alive again. He has white hair, like the twins from the Matrix.
He's a blonde zombie demon, and doing this made Rourke's left side of his face droop and fucked his eye up. You're a little less than alive now, but also more.
My next note. Because I didn't notice that changed his face. I started thinking that was how it was the whole time. And I asked, does Rourke have Bell's palsy?
I start calling him fake Robert De Niro here. Because I thought that's what he was going for. Like the squint of one eye. Like, you know.
Attaboy, Ryder! It gives him the power of decay and of darkness.
The power of decay?
They do this weird Kerrigan cam thing every time he touches somebody or like creeps up on somebody.
Yeah, decay and darkness. A medic stops dead in his tracks. Medic! Then AJ grabs him from behind.
I need a medic!
Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus, God! Get us a medic, please! Jesus!
Jesus!
And he decays into darkness. I want that boy, Kerrigan.
No excuses.
Every time he says Kerrigan, I think of Nancy Kerrigan. It's kid a dumb joke, but I'm doing it.
Why?
The kid mentions he made the machine change last night, wants to know what happens if he pees when he's on fire. Oh, it's awesome. It's like a flamethrower. Then he jumps to the side of the flatbed truck they're on, pretends his dick is a flamethrower. Then we see the rider pissing flames. What just happened? Why? What is going on here?
Can he see that because he's the son of the devil? I'm not sure.
I wasn't sure if they were doing the animation thing again.
Nick Cage just... no fear on a flatbed truck going like 40 miles an hour. Just pops up to the edge.
Yes, when you change, when you're him, does it feel good? Sometimes. What does it mean? Are we just bad? No. This power that we have comes from a dark place, but it's not who we are. Never will be. We can use it to be good. To help people. Like I'm helping you and your mom.
Message.
Then Idris rides up and yells, bonjour.
Everything he said right there, like, oh, yeah, cool. And then he's like, just like what I do with your mom. I was like, what?
Bonjour. Hey, Nadia. I hope you have finished shooting at me.
You up for scuba?
Be like the hippo.
Cage asks if the kid wants to have some fun. Easy, Maze. And they ride the motorcycle together. Cage is doing wheelies, lots of weird crank-style POVs.
The lyrics to this song are, I got a velvet itch in my jeans. How can you scratch it?
What?
How can you scratch it?
AJ is driving the ambulance, tries to eat the food in the lunchbox, and it all decays, except for the Twinkie. Paid off.
Although he also is holding the plastic wrapper.
Oh, right. So maybe he just figured it out. But then wouldn't it decay in his mouth?
Great question. I mean, it was a good Twinkie payoff joke.
This is a real question, then. If it doesn't decay in his mouth.
Decay in his hands?
If he was filleting somebody and he used his hand, obviously their dick would decay.
Right.
But if he doesn't, then it's, you know, fair game. Everything's good.
It's kind of like the Midas touch, right? Like, does it count if Midas touches it with his mouth?
Yeah, that's what I've always wondered about that story.
Yeah. <That's it. laughs> I just imagine, like, fourth grade Zach Harper in the middle of Greek mythology class and they're talking about King Midas.
Now, hold on, Miss Cahill. I got a question here.
Yes, Zachary.
So, this Midas guy, right? Touches everything, turns to gold? If he touched a dick, would that be a gold dick now? What if he sucked it?
That's how we would know that Midas had the golden touch, because the first thing you know is like his dick is made out of gold.
A gold bar.
Solid gold dick.
They're now in Moro's happy place. Yes, they're going to lift my curse. They don't even have shoes. That's when we see Raiden. He's bald and he has tattoos like Post Malone.
Oh, man. Fully tatted head.
God led you here. Cage looks at him and says, sup? Kid is suspicious of them. Idris says he and Cage will join them later. The kid doesn't like it. Cage says he has to make sure he can't hurt them anymore. That's when Idris takes him to his favorite room and it's full of wine.
If there's one thing these sons of bitches know, it's wine.
It's wine.
There's wine that would fetch 50,000 euros at an auction.
French position coming tout suite.
Cage wants to know what this thing inside him is before they commence. And that's when I make the question. Is Nick Cage wearing a wig? I don't think that was his real hair. It looked off.
Hasn't he been wearing a wig since the 90s?
Every single movie he's in, he's got a unit on. What are you talking about? Is he wearing a wig now? Now all of a sudden, Zach, after 11 Nicolas Cage movies, you're like, I think he's wearing a wig in this one.
He's got a unit on every single movie. Tension.
Tension between you and Nicolas Cage.
Or me and watching these movies. I don't know, man. All I know is Amin's laptop doesn't work anymore.
I'm surprised it's still recording, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
It crashed, restarted, and literally Audacity just kept going. I've never seen anything like it.
Zarathos was an angel, the spirit of justice. We're back to animation. Sent to protect the world of men, but he was tricked, captured, brought down to hell, and corrupted. We got some weird montage with like heavy metal music, and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's a lot, man. These animations are too much.
He was driven insane. His mission to protect the innocent was perverted. Easy, I mean. To a lust to what punish the guilty.
I'm not the pervert.
But oh God.
I'm not the pervert. You're the pervert.
I'm not the pervert. You're the pervert.
He became the spirit of vengeance.
He said it. Vengeance.
Spirit of vengeance.
I thought he was saying vagina. I thought he was calling him a pussy. Cage wonders if the spirit of justice is alive in there somewhere.
It could be. Do you feel him?
Do you feel him?
Cheer up, my friend. Soon you will be free.
He grabs a 2,000-year-old bottle of wine. When this is over, we shall share it, huh? Cage says there's something else. Idris says he risked death by trying to undo this. Worse than death. You must confess the one thing that's most difficult for you to talk about. I wondered, is he gaslighting Nick Cage here? What's he doing?
This is a real sophisticated plan to exorcise the demon of the Ghost Rider here.
This whole movie, I've been waiting for Idris Elba to flip and be the bad guy.
Right?
This whole movie. They set it up the entire movie, and it never happened. Spoiler alert.
It was right there. He's kind of a dick.
My dad. I didn't do it for him. I made the deal for me.
Poppy Dot!
I couldn't let him go. I was selfish. He was ready to die. He knew it was his time. I thought I could change that. I'm sorry. ass off. All the way ass off. That ass is so off and far gone from him. It's in Des Moines, Iowa.
What the fuck is this movie about?
Just two biker boys with biker gloves getting real emotional, I mean.
Cutting it up.
Couple of bikers cutting it up. Couple of wrenches cutting up.
Every single scene, they both have the gloves on. That's why they're bonded.
Idris then breaks bread, calls it the Lamb of God, starts doing the whole communion shtick, and Gage starts eating it.
You say that you're not worthy to receive him? Tension.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
He just gives him some kind of prayer, says he can't follow him. And now Cage is in a room with tunnels and light, and he's laughing and screaming. He yells, Merry Christmas, you assholes. Clip that for the next Christmas episode, Maze.
Merry Christmas, you assholes!
We get Rourke flashbacks. Now it's all white, and the rider spits chains and smoke. Cage wakes up in the room, yells for Moreau. He's happy. His hand is fine. So this is where it pays off.
Okay.
He looks at his hand. It's fine now.
So Ghost Rider has carpal tunnel?
Well, it's from when he broke the bottle to sign the contract with the devil in his blood.
Okay.
Moreau, you did it. Nobody's there, except then he hears Nadia yelling at the priests. He tries to stop them. They grab him and Moreau. Christopher Lambert says the prophecy will never stop. They're going to kill the child.
We got your boy.
The cross
the roughest,
roughest
piece of rope.
In our rope inventory.
Then he says that she might have protested while the child was being conceived, but now it's too late. And I don't mean this in a flippant question. Was she raped by the devil? Is that what I'm to believe?
They made a deal.
I kind of feel like the devil doesn't usually ask for consent. Just throw that out there.
But he does, because every deal he does is consent.
Not when he has sex.
Idris yells the boy is one of God's children, and Lambert looks back and says, no, he's not.
Ooh.
Idris wants to save the boy's soul to pay the troll toll.
Lambert takes a blade and is about to execute the boy, and all of a sudden they're in darkness and AJ is decaying everybody.
Oh, man.
But then the priest grabs his throat and his hand decays.
Yeah, so they do this thing. They shoot it all crazy and they either shoot it on a soundstage so they can take the light out, or they digitally remove the light and it just looks like the upside down.
It does. It looks exactly like that. He then puts his hands on Christopher Lambert's face and says, peace, brother. Gives him a peace sign. Then he kills the priest.
Pretty neat, huh?
Now we just have AJ, the kid, and a bunch of corpses. Bet you're happy to see me.
There's mushrooms growing out of the rotten bodies.
Nadia, Moreau, and Cage are trying to figure it all out. Whoever did this wanted him alive. And that's when Cage says, I think we have a pretty good idea who that would be, Moreau. Like, real dickish response.
Moron.
Oh! And now, Amin, I bet you were wondering, are we going to get some Idris Elba exposition? We are.
Been a while.
On the right of the child. But still, doesn't explain anything.
What are his plans for his son? Is he putting away for college?
You know what Idris Elba's character is like? He's like...
Clippy?
No, he's like a clubhouse forum. So a lot of talking and use of words, but like nothing is actually being said.
No more Danny. Rourke is going to use the boy as a vessel for his power. It'll be only Rourke after this. They think they can find him in time, though. And that's when we see the ambulance pull up to wherever Rourke is. Rourke says, don't touch me. Cutting it a little close. The kid is strapped to a stretcher. Rourke asks Danny if he knows who he is. And then he says, what's the matter with your face? I wondered the same thing.
And now we know.
I'm doing my Robert De Niro. I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Wait, what? Were you doing a French accent there?
No, I was doing...
I have nipples, Greg. Lubin, can you milk me?
You off of milking?
Be like Zippo.
Uzak Gotkin is the place farthest from heaven. And that's where the ritual will take place. And they go to a room full of guns and artillery.
Guns and wine. Naughty priests.
Rourke says he looks this way because of...
You want to know how I got these scars?
He sticks the blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face. And... Why so serious?
Kid pictures the rider pissing and he laughs.
Oh, he pictures the rider waving his dick. That's what he's picturing. Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, he's pissing. No, it's like he's literally imagining this demonic being waving his penis as flames shoot out of it. There's a term for that.
Gonorrhea?
Gonzo?
It's called gonorrhea, exactly.
Gonzorrhea? He says a flamethrower made out of paper mache. Try to use it, you burn it up.
The body is weak. It's dying.
It's never made to do what he can do. And the boy is only part human. You have all the power I have inside of you. Like father, like son. And he gives the kid a shot and knocks him out. Then the politicians, the murderers, and the people of influence arrive for the anointing of the new king.
The devil's soldiers.
A shadow will fall upon the earth when Rourke has a new film. They bring the kid out in the amphitheater in front of the people cloaked. They chant. Rourke looks like he shit his pants the whole time. Rourke is now at his weakest, and Nadia walks off. Cage walks up to her. And I wrote, I could use some exposition here. And here it is, guys.
Well, Idris Elba's not in the scene, so good luck.
This is where politicians, murderers, people of influence.
Influence.
Influence. Those are three categories that really don't intersect at all. Politicians, murderers of people of influence. Like, what, are these Instagram accounts that are there?
She made a lot of mistakes, but Danny's the one good thing she ever did. We better make sure he doesn't turn out to be the Antichrist. Danny and Rourke are on their knees. Nadia starts sniping people. She's an expert sniper.
Amazing sniper rifle work.
All of a sudden, I thought she was going to say Danny is the one mistake she wish she hadn't made. And I was going to be like, yeah, no shit, bitch.
An abortion movie. Pro-choice movie.
Rosemary's Baby 2. This time it's only a short.
Cage and Idris take some guys down. Cage has to grab the boy, run, and never stop. Idris is going through the front. They drink the old wine, and Cage says it might be good on a salad.
Je ne blaise! Kisses him on the cheek.
Mon ami!
Bisou!
That's when I wrote the note. Idris will take any paycheck out there. Like, we give Nick Cage shit about this. Idris Elba. He'll take them all.
He's a taker. It's what we do for a living. Take checks.
I need to see Nick Cage in a Tyler Perry movie to know that he's really about that life. Until you're in a Tyler Perry movie, I don't believe
you're about that money. Apparently Larry the Cable Guy did one.
Exactly. My case in point.
You mean Tyler Perry's Daddy's Little Girl starring Idris Elba?
Oh.
Daddy's Little Girls too. Spirit of Vengeance.
Danny's eyes have gone black. So is Rourke's. And we get some chanting. The spirit is leaving Rourke as the crowd moans. And I know they're moaning because it says in the closed captioning, moaning. Idris starts shooting up the place. Cage punches Rourke out.
That felt good.
These people, again, to recap, are politicians, murderers, and TikTok accounts. TikTokers.
Danny won't let Cage grab him. AJ grabs Idris's hand. Cage tries to explain to Danny what happened. Rourke uses the force to knock him off the platform.
Oh, definitely. Same note too, bro.
Idris, as he decays, headbutts AJ, and AJ says, that's gross. Rourke tells Blaze that he has no power. He's an insect.
Just like the rest of them.
AJ takes him from behind, touches his face, but Danny isn't letting him decay. He says, oh, you want to watch? The apple doesn't rot far from the tree. That was clever writing. Cage says this is not who Danny is and never will be. Danny reminds us that Rourke says that their powers are the same, like father, like son. Flashback to Johnny bloodying up the contract. Cage says, do it. And Danny breathes fire into Cage's mouth.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now?
I know I can. The rider is here. Floodlights explode for some reason. I don't really understand why that happened. Rourke grabs Danny and rides away in military trucks. That's when the flaming motorcycle picks up Nick Cage. Cage chases after them, hops on a military truck, and turns it into fire.
So I thought we only had till sunrise, but they managed to cram in another car chase here in the morning.
And it just turns into Mad Max Fury Road at this point. AJ hops onto Nadia's car, breaks the window after decaying glass, which I guess is a thing. Ryder grabs him by the chain, and now they're fighting on the truck.
Come here!
Grabs him, he throws him onto Nadia's truck. She runs an SUV off the road. AJ says he was never afraid of the rider. The rider grabs his head, screams into his face, and now he's dead.
Roadkill.
He leaps back onto the motorcycle. He gets Rourke's car to flip over off the road. Rourke climbs out. The rider grabs him. He howls in his face. Rourke says, worst fucking deal I ever made. Rider grabs him with the chain. He tosses him in the air, then says, go home, and he slams him to hell.
Just like that.
That doesn't kill the devil. That sends him home.
Yeah, you can't kill the devil. You can only banish his weak-ass human form that walks the earth for no explanation.
Rider screams into the abyss. Nadia runs up looking for Danny. Ryder picks up Danny from the wreckage, gives the kid to Nadia, and he's back to being Johnny Blaze.
After Ghost Rider slams the devil back to hell, he does the Wakanda Forever salute, and then he raises his arms up and screams at the sky like Bane. So he really does a nice combo move there.
That just shows the next decade was ripping off Ghost Rider's Spirit of Vengeance.
That was the real vengeance.
The angel. Moreau said the Rider was an angel. That went crazy. I can feel him. The angel. I can feel him.
And then we see blue fire coming from his hands. You can feel him inside him.
Tension.
He touches Danny and it brings him back to life. Did we win?
I'm gonna say yes. Yeah. Hell yes. My name is Johnny Blaze. I'm the Ghost Rider.
Roll credits. That's it. It just ends.
A beautiful 7 minutes of credits.
Maybe trivia?
Trivia. After this film, the live-action film rights to Ghost Rider went back to Marvel Studios.
Where they promptly shot it to the moon.
Christopher Lambert was required to wear makeup that depicted heavy tattoos covering his entire head. It took so long to take off that he decided to keep it on when he returned to his hotel each night until his filming schedule was complete. He also somehow underwent 3 months of sword training for his one sword fight in the movie?
What?
There was a sword fight?
No.
He has a sword. He's sort of fighting Kerrigan at one point.
Nancy Kerrigan?
Nancy Kerrigan. And he shaved his head for the role, which obviously.
Oh, what a brave move.
Eva Mendes turned down the option to reprise her role. Big shock. Apparently, Peter Fonda was offered to come back in this film, but after reading the first 5 pages of the script, he flat out refused. The 2,000-year-old wine was so old it had finally changed to vinegar. This movie was not screened in advance for the critics. In his first film, Johnny Blaze sidestepped alcohol while explaining that it gave him nightmares, preferring jelly beans as his vice. In the sequel, this is a quote from Cage, "Now the demon has taken over. He's not eating jelly beans anymore. He's getting drunk, and we'll see what happens there." Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing happened there.
The Ghost Rider's skull has been redesigned. The new skull appears to be black and charred, indicating that the skull is actually on fire, as opposed to the clean, fleshless skull simply cloaked in fire in the previous film. It was originally intended to be a dark and violent R-rated adaptation. Go ahead and tack this trivia onto every single superhero movie we do this month that would have fixed much of what fans disliked about the first installment, but Sony got cold feet about the idea and instead wanted to go for a more marketing friendly PG-13 rating. I mean, they made their money back. What do you guys think about that? Would you rather make the PG-13 movie that makes the money or the R-rated movie that's probably actually good?
Oh, it's not good though.
What?
It wouldn't be good.
Why not?
Because they can't make a good, this is like a hodgepodge of just random imagery and pseudo deep dialogue. It's trash. It's like saying, oh man, if Zack Snyder had been allowed to make the version of Batman vs. Superman he wanted, it would have been so much better. We watched it. It's not. It's still fucking trash.
You seen the Snyder Cut?
Dude, all my life, I've been like pro directors, creatives and stuff. All the studios, they're just hating. All they have is bad advice. They're preventing people from making their artistic visions. And over the last like couple of years, between watching The Irishman, which clearly didn't have an editor on staff.
Thelma Schoonmaker.
And watching the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs. Superman and watching the Snyder Cut of Justice League and all. What I've come to realize, no, you know what? Studios, you guys are all good and smart and you know what's best for us. By stopping these out of control fucking maniacs from making these terrible ass movies.
I don't agree with a lot of that.
If I'm the studio, I probably go for the PG-13 because I want to make the money back. If I'm the director, obviously I want the R-rated, dark and violent, gritty adaptation. Idris Elba's wearing contacts. Just in case you guys didn't figure that out.
What, on his fucking vocal cords?
Mais oui. Le contact. This is the last time that Mark Neville Dean and Brian Taylor have worked together. They broke up after this movie. It's tough. In the first film, the caretaker tells Johnny to stay in the shadows as his power vanishes in daylight. Towards the end of this film, the sun rises, yet Johnny still functions as the Ghost Rider. He later tells Nadia that he can feel the angel inside him. Presumably, this gives him the power to function in the daylight. Ha!
Sounds like an alcoholic.
Breathe in through nose, out the mouth.
Ass on, ass off.
Teddy Rex, Moosey Teddy Rex. Gucci Teddy Rex.
Ass on. Fuck it, ass off. Ass on. Fuck it, ass off.
Ass on is a...
Elba. Is, I mean, no. It's Idris Elba. That fucking accent, man.
It's hard for me to disagree with you. I didn't enjoy Nadia or Kerrigan's performance.
No, they're awful. They're awful, but... Idris is supposed to be better than this.
I'm going with fake Robert De Niro.
Kieran Hines? Oh, I thought he was fine. I'll support Idris Elba. It's Idris Elba. Ass off!
I mean, come on, man. It's Cage, baby!
Cage has the unnatural ability to find these movies where no one can act. Except for him.
He's still throwing gas, man. He's still throwing 98.
He just looks so much better by comparison.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think... This might be the movie with the biggest gap between one actor and the rest of the cast since Money Plane.
Jiu-Jitsu.
No, Money Plane. Money Plane. Money Plane had Jiu-Jitsu beat. Kelsey Grammer was just, everyone else is just people there.
Professional actor and everybody else.
Yep.
Well, I mainly eat out of a dumpster.
I should try that. I need some new dresses.
Don't. Or if you do, stay away from the one in Ocean in Wilshire. That's mine. Seriously. Stay out of it.
Golden Dumpster nominees. Idris Elba, slow motion flying through the air, guns blazing in that opening pre-credit scene.
Great shot.
Idris Elba's accent. European nurse banter when he's flirting with that nurse. No, I get it. You're the devil's baby mama. And Christopher Lambert's fully tatted dome.
Amin? Golden Dumpster?
My Golden Dumpster. I want to say Idris Elba's accent, but hold on. I think I have a better one somewhere here. No, you know what? No, I don't. It's Idris Elba's accent.
I'm torn between when Cage is talking to like the associate of Kerrigan.
Yeah.
And he's just going off that whole scene. Or industrial music. Of torn. I'm going to go Cage. I got to go Cage. Cage, that whole, you're a bad man and this thing feeds on bad men. He's scraping at the door. He's scraping the door. Yeah, it's that.
Scraping at the door. Scraping at the door. As tempting as it is to go with Idris Elba's accent, I'm going to go with the best exposition of the movie. No, I get it. You're the devil's baby mama.
He did just cut that shit off right there.
Zach, you picked it, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Foe or file.
It's a tough one, you know? Nothing happens. There's really not a story. There's not any good action. What's the best action in this movie? Maybe the quarry?
The quarry scene is pretty nuts. It just gets completely out of control when he takes over the fire Ferris wheel thing.
Yeah.
Hey, just go ahead and file it. Don't waste our time, man. Just go ahead and file it. We know you are. It's okay. I get it.
I mean, it's a little complicated. Like, I wanted Idris Elba to be better. It's odd that there aren't any other real acting performances in this. I guess the kid's okay. Like, this was the first movie in a long time where I didn't hate the kid.
Last week on the Daredevil episode.
He gives him a blue sonar of the room. This kid is overwhelmed by all the sounds. This kid is kind of acting his ass off, by the way.
Off? Acting off. His ass on. Off. On.
No,
on.
This kid's killing it once he hits the floor.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I think Nadia was pretty solid. For the most part, like, she wasn't good, but she wasn't distracting to me.
That's not a good thing. I'm going to say it. Not a good thing.
It's tough, though, because, like, I want some good action. Like, my issue with all these fucking Transformer and Marvel movies and everything is that the action doesn't have any weight to it so many times to me because it's all CGI. And it's like, I'm not really seeing, like, a buildup of action. It's just like, here's something. And it just all seems so random. But, you know, Nicolas Cage, man, he brought it once again. I haven't found a movie once in this whole thing where I phobed it with Nicolas Cage at the helm. And I got to say, there's a certain point in this movie where I thought it might be the first one. But, guys, it's a file. It's a file. I know this is a surprise to you, but it's a file for me.
I mean.
Oh.
Do you want to explain why?
I don't know what this movie was about. It was just a lot of people talking.
I mean, if I may.
Synopsis for Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. Johnny Blaze, tortured by the Ghost Rider's curse, gets a chance of redemption through protecting the devil's son, whose father is pursuing him.
Times. It's a terrible movie, man. It's a terrible movie. The first one was a terrible movie, but at least it was cartoonish enough to be entertaining. This one wasn't even, I mean, nothing about it was fun. The CGI wasn't fun. The action wasn't fun. The dialogue wasn't fun. The plot wasn't fun. The acting wasn't fun. The actors weren't fun. Why does he have a French accent? Why was that pivotal to the story? He has an accent in real life. Just let him talk in his own weird ass accent.
Yeah, he's still in Europe, right? Like,
bonjour. Yo, that's one thing. Yo, by the way, I have a lot of friends who are francophone, right? They're people who speak French as the first language. Never have they ever entered a room. I'm going to start by saying hello in my mother tongue and then speak in your bonjour language. They do that in the movies all the time. Like, French people just walk in and say bonjour. No, they don't. No, they don't. They say hello.
This movie put me in a very, very perplexing position because I have filed the previous Ghost Rider.
Oh.
And I found myself watching this movie, really trying to go back and remember anything that happened in the original Ghost Rider. I remembered at one point how we talked about at least 45 minutes of that movie is just the CGI Ghost Rider, and Nicolas Cage kind of kicked back and relaxed on that one. He was in more of this movie. I found the way that it was shot and made better. Like, the style of Brian Taylor and Neville Dean is a lot. And having watched Mom and Dad, I kind of knew what to expect. And I think I've seen Crank at one point, so I can appreciate it. It did get a little too much when...
What can you appreciate?
Kerrigan started...
What can you appreciate? What was appreciative in this movie?
The opening car chase with the slow motion and Idris Elba flying off the... That was, like, cool to look at. Like, it looked cool. It's
a great shot, man.
The Ghost Rider had better CGI. I know it's 4 years later or whatever, but it looked better. Like, there were parts of this movie that looked better. But then you look at the cast, and there's literally nobody besides Nick Cage and Idris Elba doing this wild French accent. The plot is horrendous.
What?
It's a phobe.
What? Why?
Because I remembered that I gave you the file on the original Ghost Rider.
You gave it to me.
Out of pity. Because you had run off a string of picks. I Am Wrath, Cop Out, and Primal.
File, file, file.
I tossed you one there, but...
File them all. Toss your own dick for all I care. Like, they're files. What are you talking about?
Toss your own dick.
That means laptop got messed up.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
Maze, you're up next for Superhero Month. What are you picking?
So I just did a quick little scan to see if I wanted to maybe go a different direction, but I don't think I can. I've had this one penciled in for a long time. There's an actor that on Cinephobe that we have referenced but yet to encounter on screen. I think the time has come.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
You're all the man now, dog. It's time for LXG.
Oh, shit.
Never seen it.
You never see a whole buckle up to Zach Harper.